What turned things around in the fourth quarter?
Just got some stops. Give credit to Memphis. They came out and played really well. They played hard, and they were just making a lot of shots. And we just had to find a way to get some stops. They, watched some of the film and stuff like that, but they came and outplayed what we thought. They had a lot of guys out, so we just didn't play good enough on defense. And a little bit back to days ago. Not super familiar with a lot of those guys, and they came out and had a great game.
Joe went with that Derek-led lineup for the first 5 minutes or so. What was going through your mind watching that, and then what were you trying to do when you came back?
For the fourth quarter.
For the fourth quarter, yeah.
Yeah, we just needed to get some stops, what we did. And then Derek made some big plays to kind of get us going, keep the game a little closer. I think we actually took the lead. I mean, Luka got some good offensive rebounds, and was able to carry that momentum into the win.
Important for that group to be able to do that for themselves.
Yeah, but they've been doing that all year. I think a part of the leadership that we put in place and the coaching in our system, those guys have been playing regardless of who's on the floor. So that was just an example of that, nothing different.
It's another 30-point game for you. What do you attribute the consistency?
Just being prepared to play. Just taking what I see. I think today I was a little bit more inefficient than I was with Memphis. Missed some layups and some easy shots that I normally can make. But Memphis is an aggressive, physical team. So, I just came out and just did my thing tonight.
Kind of gives you guys the confidence. It seems like everything was going their way. They're up 7 to just say, okay, let's flip the script here. Just take this game away.
Yeah, we weren't playing to our standard. I think it was just more so on defense than it was on offense. So we found a way to get them to miss. We knew the game would be in our favor, but we just had a hard time with that throughout the first 3 quarters, and then the fourth quarter we was able to come through.
How tough is it to play a team? It's kind of is it easy to play a team that you know the guys as opposed to guys that you're just like, okay, I just saw them in college or something like that?
Yeah, for sure. So, that's the NBA, so any given night, play hard, anything can happen, and that they were an example of that. And if they had some guys out, so sometimes the wounded animal is more dangerous than when you were actually fully loaded. So those guys came in free, they came to play hard. We were not very familiar with a lot of those guys, so they made shots. Sometimes those games are tough, but we found a way to win.
Dan, are you paying attention to the standings? Do you guys care about chasing the number one seed?
We just focus on us. We want to win as many games as possible. We want to keep getting better and building our flow and our chemistry. We still are, we still have a ways to go. I mean, we're still learning and stuff like that. JT's still finding his footing. Vucevic isn't here. We're still morphing. So the most important thing we got to focus is on us.
There was two plays in the first half. One gave Jason the ball. He fumbled it out of bounds. There was a layup. You're trying to get him going. And then you had an open three at the elbow. And instead of taking it, you passed to Jason in the corner. It just seems like you're kind of sensing, like, I need to get my man going here. He's getting some open shots.
Yeah, sometimes when things are not going your way or you miss some shots early, you're just getting an easy one. I've been there. I know what that feels like. So sometimes just you can overthink a little bit too, this is his first couple of games back, so I think, just trying to find him in a rhythm and help him as much as I can is just something when I'm on the floor, I'm looking for, so.
Thank you.